Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, we saw kind of a softer day yesterday. Today we kind of took that back and actually had some decent gains going in the beans.
Yeah, we did. There was a little bit of meal business done on the export side, a pretty good chunk there. And meal business has been good as of late. And palm oil, that keeps kind of on the firm side too. And, of course, the report yesterday cut those ending stocks 50 million bushels. I think people had a little more time to look at that and put that into their balance tables. And also the weather is becoming a little concerning. It's still quite wet down in the Delta. Some weather guys are talking about that wetness moving a little bit further north into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys where they're going to would like to be planting by the 1st of April down there, which is just 6 weeks away here coming up. So weather will be a major thing as we get into the end of the month, 1st of March, and then not this Friday, but next Friday, February 21st, is option expiration on the March contracts, which will, you know, there's a lot of open interest that's going to be liquidated when those options expire.
Yeah, that typically does move the market one way or the other, huh?
It does, and maybe that's kind of what's keeping a lid on the market here, too. All those call options that are above the market, those guys that sold them like to see them expire worthless, of course. And the stock market's acting like, the Chinese coronavirus is not a big deal. We're up making new highs in the stock markets today. Energy market's strong also. And I think the thing that's kind of holding the grains back is a strong U.S. dollar, too. It's about its highest level it's been in, for a couple of years here again.
Yeah. Livestock side, what's going on over there?
I tried to bounce the cattle a little bit here. Those Februarys did not participate. They were down 12, but April's up 67, so they're narrowing that inverse in the spread. And hogs, they're trying to bounce, but they're, again, end up closing down 45 cents in the front end, up a little bit in the back end. And feeder cattle are up a little bit today, too, as that feeder index is for March is well above the 135.05 we closed out today.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, just hopefully we get this fear of this virus set to the sidelines here, and the world can get back to business here, and hopefully most of the Chinese economy is back at work here by next Monday.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.